Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Felicia, moderator of NCC Q2 FY23 earnings conference call hosted by DAM Capital Advisors Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touchtone telephone. Please note this conference is recorded. I would now like to hand over the floor to Mr. Mohit Kumar from DAM Capital. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Felicia. On behalf of DAM Capital, we welcome you all to the NCC Q2 FY23 earnings call. From the management side, we have with us Sri R.S. Raju, Director of Projects, Sri Krishna Rao, Executive Vice President, Finance and Accounts, Sri P.V. Vijayakumar, Vice President, Sri Neeraj Sharma, Head Strategy and Investor Relations, and Sri K. Durgaprasad, General Manager, Finance. Without much delay, I'll hand over the call to the management for the opening remarks, which will be followed by Q&A session. Over to you, sirs.
Yeah. Good afternoon, everyone. This is Vijayakumar, Head Finance and Vice President. I welcome all of you for the H1 FY23 earnings investors call. I thank you all for taking time to attend this. Before we start, I'll read out a brief disclaimer, and then we shall go into the subject. The statements made here or in the presentations uploaded by the company are, to our best of knowledge, true, and any forward-looking statement are subject to certain factors beyond control of the company officials and management, and hence the audience are advised to use their discretion in their own analysis accordingly. Now, we shall go into the taking the performance of the company for this Q1 into account. I'll briefly start with opening remarks, followed by Q&A. I have my colleagues, Mr. R.S. Raju, Director, CFO, Mr. Krishna Rao, GM Finance, Durgaprasad, and Mr. Neeraj, Head Strategy and Investor Relations, are present in this call, who will take your questions. Considering time limitation, I have a request. All audience, please, allow others to get a chance and, limit yourself to one or two questions briefly so that all can be accommodated. Now, we'll start now. Internationally, almost all economies are showing certain pain points in a major or minor way. We are in a peculiar situation arising after COVID, coupled with the global tensions causing supply chain disruptions. The perils in economies are like we are seeing them now after several years or decades of gap in their own way they are structured. During these peculiar troubled times, India has shown its resilience in bouncing back. If you observe main drivers of Indian economy, it is topped by infrastructure construction spending, followed by consumer spending, which is since picking up, thanks to the cascading effect of government spending and improved CapEx program across the states. The gross CapEx formation in FY 2022 has shown up nearly 16%, while government and center embarked on various CapEx programs like Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana with an estimated budget of 48,000 crores, Jal Jeevan Mission with an estimated budget of 60,000 crores, et cetera. Meanwhile, private consumption expenditure as an indicator for demand in the economy that contributes the most to the GDP grew at 7.9%. It is clearly now it's a play of CapEx coupled with private consumption. The good part of India is the economy is yet to be matured and it still offers a good growth avenues. As you see, India surpassed England as fifth largest economy in the world. This is the moment the companies which have good business mix like NCC, which is into buildings, water, electricity, roads, mining, et cetera, are well-positioned to capture all the opportunities in different segments. NCC, with the size of 40,020 crores of order books in all these segments, remain as one of the spearheading companies in construction segment. Global inflation forecast is expected to be in the range of 8.8% in FY 2022 and has not shown much abatement during FY 2023 as well. that has primarily arisen as a spillover effect of COVID relief measures undertaken by various nations. The money supply has been substantially induced into the economies to support the civic life. The balance sheets of Federal Reserve and European Central Banks have expanded by 110% and 88% respectively between January 2020 and December 2021, while RBI's balance sheet grew up nearly 36% respectively. This helped us to stay behind the inflation band. However, we are also importing the effect of inflation into our economy, arising due to supply chain disruptions, falling rupee due to hike in interest rates in the West, causing dollar flight and impacting current account deficit. Towards this end, RBI tried to address the problem by increasing repo rates cumulatively by 190 bps between May 2022 to September 2022. As a consequence, the rate of interest across the banks have risen. I may mention here that at NCC, the average rate of interest from April 1, 2022 to it was 8.6%, gone up to 8.7% as on September 2022. And most of our working capital is held in the form of working capital demand loan. So while average BC and LC commissions rates remain at the same levels so far, so we are yet to see the full impact of interest rate hike. While this being so, the global hike in commodity prices seem cooling down. Though the levels were not restored compared to previous year due to fears of recession in large economies like China, US, England, etc. The experienced management and well-built contractual structures ensure to manage the cost not to slip beyond the limited levels, even when the whole industry and economy are showing visible slippages in cost. Coming to the last part of my briefing, we remain bullish in our economy considering infrastructure spend-driven growth. The Indian economy will grow at an average real GDP growth of 6% during 2022 to 2030. On the other hand, China and US will see average real GDP growth of 2% and 2.7% respectively. So the high investment rate, which matches some of the peaks of earlier years, continues to be supported by capex of central government, which cumulatively in the current year has reached 2.3 lakh crores until August 2022, 35% higher than the level of corresponding period of last year. However, the input price volatility is still a concern, and conditions prevailing internationally like Ukraine war, stringent lockdown conditions followed by China, and possible recessionary trends in major economies do determine the delta in which economy will swing. I'll now pass on to my colleague, Mr. R. S. Rao, the director, to bring out salient features of our financial performance to you. As I said, please consider a chance to others too, and choose and limit your questions without repetitions.
Thank you, Mr. Vijay Kumar. Good afternoon to all of you. I'm R. S. Rao, Projects Director, Director of Projects. I will brief about the performance of the NCC at consol level, touching about the performance of the group companies individually. Thereafter, I will hand over to Mr. Krishna Rao, CFO of the company. He will brief about the financial performance of the company at standalone basis. If you come to the consol level, the company.
Ladies and gentlemen, kindly stay connected while we connect the management team back on the call. Ladies and gentlemen, kindly stay connected while we connect the management team back on the call. Ladies and gentlemen, kindly stay connected while we connect the management team back on the call. We welcome the management team back on the call. Please go ahead, sir.
Shall I go?
Yes, sir.
Okay. At the group level performance of the company, so I'll read out the performance of the company for the second quarter. Company has reported a revenue of 3,405 crores as against 2,601 crores of the corresponding quarter of the previous year, a growth of 31%. It has reported a gross profit of 518 crores against 435 crores, a growth of 19%. If you come to the gross profit margin level, this quarter reported 15.4% against 16.9%, a decline of about 10% in this quarter. All of you know that there is a dramatic change in the material prices as compared with the previous year. The prices went up like anything from the previous year, starting from third quarter and up to the end of the last year, and also some of the commodities still increased in the first quarter of the current year. But now the prices of commodities started coming down, some of the products, but not all commodities. As a result, the company, a dip in the gross profit margin in the second quarter happened. The company has reported an EBITDA of 310 crores against 266 crores, a growth of 16%. And also a dip happened in the EBITDA level from 10.3% to 9.2%, about 1% dip happened at the EBITDA level. The reasons are more or less same. We come to the net profit, reported 131 crores against 114 crores, a growth of 15%. On plain comparison, but when you take out the exceptional item, what we reported in the second quarter of the previous year, about 31 crores, the net operating profit, you compare the reported for this quarter is 131 crores as against to 83 crores of the corresponding quarter of the previous year, resulting a 57% growth in the net profit. If you come to the quarter and quarter, there is no much variation, almost all the results are flat right from the revenue to the bottom line. As far as individual companies' performance is concerned, the group companies, all companies together reported a turnover of rupees 368 crores and a profit of 9.33 crores. Only there are two companies which are reporting the turnover in significant level, and the third one is Orabogan Infrastructure Limited, that is reported at 13.77 crores. Now NCC Urban is concerned as reported 82 crores as against 147 crores of the corresponding quarter of the previous year. And other big company in console level is Pachwara Coal Mining. It is an upcoming company. It reported a turnover of roughly 280 crores as against 228 crores of the corresponding period of the previous year. There is a significant growth happened in this company. As far as profit is concerned, there is no any significant change. We have reported a 9.33 crores as against 9.64 crores. Because there is no significant change in the at the top line. When you come to the NCC Urban, individual company wise, though there is a fall in the turnover compared to the corresponding quarter of the previous year, in the previous year in the same quarter, some additional revenue booking is happened because of the internal accounting policies, and certain projects have matured for the recognition of the income. As a result, more income is reported in the corresponding quarter of the previous year. But to come to the profit margin level, there is a significant improvement happened in the profit margins of the NCC Urban Infrastructure Limited. First quarter also reported a growth in the profits. Second quarter also reported some more growth in the profits. And in this quarter, it has reported a PAT of 15% as against to 10% of the corresponding quarter of the previous year. Similarly, when you come to the other company, Pachwara Coal Mining Private Limited. There is increase in the top line from 228 crores to 280 crores. And in EBITDA also, there is an improvement from 8.9 crores to 11 crores. And PAT, this company reported 8.2 crores against 6.7 crores of the corresponding quarter of the previous year. Here, the important point to note here is the group companies earlier used to report losses because of various particular problems associated with those companies. And now gradually the business we have closed in some of the group companies and the inflows are happening from those companies in terms of monetization of the assets, both equity as well as the loans. So going forward, we are not expecting the companies to report the losses in the group company level, and both Urban and as well as the Special Coal Mining companies report profits. As a result, at consol level profit increases year on year. Earlier, always in the group level, the consol group level profit is lower than the standalone profit. But now the situation changes. Now gradually the consol profit more over the standalone profit, which helps ultimately to report a good EPS and good return on net worth. At consol level, the debt standing at 2002 crores as of 30 September against 1,753 crores, an increase of roughly 250 crores in the second quarter. And CapEx is increased at 74 crores. Basically, the increases belongs to the parent company and there is no increases in the group companies, either debt or CapEx. The cash flows for the second quarter generated from operations is 108 crores and used for investing activities 64 crores, again generated from financing activities about 15 crores. So this is about in general the performance of the company at the consol level. Going forward about the company, we expect that company grows further because of the positive outlook for the infra and restructuring of the companies, monetization of the investments and the loans. As a result, the loss-making companies will not arise. The further cash flows happen from the group companies into the parent company. As a result, the capital employed in non-core business comes down and the capital employed in core business increases. As a result, the overall return on capital employed increases going forward. Company has now adequate resources to handle any expansion as contemplated year on year. Organization bandwidth also, the company increases to convert the market opportunities into the company's business. So we expect a positive aspect going forward for the company and it goes back to the level of 2018-19 where we reported at 12,000 crores plus revenue. Thereafter, certain setbacks were happened to the company. As a result, some degrowth happened and followed by the again COVID years impact. And now the company has come to a good position and going forward it reports a growth year on year. So this is about the group company level. Now I'll hand over to the Mr. Krishna Rao to brief about the standalone finances.
Very good afternoon. Order book summary. Orders at beginning of the financial year, 39,361 crores. Orders received in 6 months, 7,117 crores. Value of the works executed during 6 months, 6,458 crores. Order book stands at end of the 6 months, 40,020 crores. Major orders received during Q2 is HLL Infratech Service. This is to building fund by central government. Duration is 27 months and the value is 946 crores. Next order is Rural Water Supply and Sanitation Odisha. This is to Water Division and funding by state government. Duration is 24 months. Value of the order 910 crores. The last Executive Engineering PWD Capital Guwahati. Order is to Building Division funded by state government. Duration 48 months. Value is 393 crores. We have also received orders in October and November up till for Water Division. We have received two orders. One is from Odisha and Gujarat, valuing 1056 crores. And for Electrical Division, it is 321, totaling to 1377 crores. The operating performance at standalone level, revenue for the quarter is 3037 crores compared to the corresponding Q2. 2,223 crores, achieved a growth of 37%, and the gross profit achieved for the quarter is 493 crores as against the corresponding quarter of 397 crores, achieved a growth of 22%. There is a slight improvement in the gross profit compared to the Q1, 0.04%. EBITDA to 89 crores as against the corresponding quarter of 237 crores, achieved a growth of 22%. PAT for the quarter is 122 crores, and once we eliminate the exceptional item in the corresponding quarter, the PAT is going to stand at 73%. Growth achieved is 67%. The salaries and administrative expenses, there is a slight increase, 25 crores and administrative 9% compared to the revenue growth of 37% is normal. And interest and finance charge, there is a slight increase because of the BG and LC's more utilization. Cash flow generated for the quarter from operations is 51 crores and cash flow used is equivalent amount 51 crores. Cash flow from financing activities is 50 crores. As a result, net increase in cash, cash equivalent is 50 crores as against the corresponding quarter of 32 net increase in cash. The receivables compared to Q1 increased to 2,792 crores, an increase of 397 crores, and the debt collection period stand at 95 days as against March 97 days. There is a slight improvement, and the debt position is at the beginning of the quarter 1,707 crores. We have utilized because of the growth of the business more working capital to 78 crores. A debt position at end of the Q2 is 1,985 crores. With regard to the loans, investment and advances from the subsidiaries, we were able to collect 15 crores. 13 crores from NCC Urban Infrastructure and 2 crores from Nagarjuna Construction International. As a result, to that extent of 15 crores, there is a reduction in the exposure to the group companies. Retention money stands at 1,925 crores, slight increase by 37 crores. Unbilled revenue remains at the same level, 2,895 crores. Margin money, because of the more LCs and BGs, increased from 534 crores to 551 crores, increased by 17 crores. Borrowing, I have mentioned that the increased by 278 crores. Retention money is slightly increased from 1,121 crores to 1,147 crores, 27 crores increase. Mobilization advance, there is a decrease by 15 crores, stands at 2006. Capex in the second quarter is 93 crores and the first quarter is 56 crores, totaling to 148 crores. This is all about the standalone financial results.
Yeah, we can start the Q&A session. Please, as I said, please restrict your questions one or two per participant so that others can also participate. And now I request participants to pose the questions, please.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star and 1 on your telephone keypad and wait for your turn to ask the question. If you would like to withdraw your request, you may do so by pressing star and 1 again. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any question, please press star and 1 on your telephone keypad. We will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Congratulations on a good set of numbers. So my first question is in terms of the guidance. So now are we going to give a formal guidance? So in the first half, we have done 46% revenue growth. So how do we see for the full year? And you have already mentioned in terms of that growth will be continuing year on year going forward. So first is on the revenue guidance, and second is in terms of the EBITDA margin, how do we see, and order inflow for the year, how do we see?
Yes. As far as the growth is concerned for the current year, in the first 6 months, company reported about 45-46% growth. But the thing to be noted here is a pre-COVID level is there in the first half of year of the previous year. And in the previous year, there is a ramp up in the top line as improvement is happening post-COVID levels. As a result, in the previous year, third and fourth quarter also company reported a significant level. As compared to the first half year, certainly this growth, 45% is growth reported. But the same level of growth would not be there because last year, second half, already reported a level of 2,700-3,100 level of turnover by the company. So, basing on the current scenario, when we reviewed the totally, and we expect a further 20% growth in the second half year, and overall growth of 30% is maintainable by the company for the year as a whole. And you also asked about the year on year. Again, next year also probably understand that the growth of the growth. That okay. And then for next year onwards, already decided to give the guidance in the beginning of the year itself. Since already substantial period is over in this one, and there is no and management decided at this point of time, not it is not advisable or not good to give in between the guidance. but the expected number of levels is 30% over the previous year.
And on the EBITDA margin and order inflow and the date which has increased close to 800 crore on standalone in the first half, so how do we see by year end?
And the order inflow already happened about to ₹7,117 crores, and some more orders also we received in the October month, and orders also are there in the pipeline. So basing on the total pipeline and the specific, roughly 10,000 crores already is there. And for the year as a whole, we expect a growth of 30% in the order book, and thereby the order book, order booking for the year would be around 16,000 crores. As far as EBITDA is concerned, now the company has reported EBITDA of almost 9.6%. And going forward, we expect a further improvement from this 9.611. And we expect that it touch the 10% for the EBITDA level.
Lastly, on the debt level front, sir, so which has increased 800 crore at it has increased 800 crore. So by year end, do we see further some improvement in working capital and the debt level to come down?
Yes, you are right. And now the company has taken up big size of projects, and there is a ramp up in the execution levels. Majority of the projects are in mobilization, mobilized, reached at 20, 30, 40% levels. And we augmented the total execution levels. As a result, we pumped about 800 crores into the projects to achieve this 30% level of growth. Generally, in the construction, in the first and second quarter, the working capital cycle increases and the funds goes into the projects. But third and fourth quarter, the collections improve. As a result, the debt also in third and fourth quarter decline happens. General historically, when you verify, and for this year also, we expect the reduction of from 800 crores to 700, 600 crores. As a result, the debt position comes down by the year end from the present level of 985 crores. We expect about 1500 crores or so. So from this level, about 400, 500 crores improvement we expect by the year end.
Okay. Thank you, sir, and all the best.
Thank you. And the next question comes from Nikhil Abhyankar from DAM Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks a lot, sir, for the opportunity and congrats on a good set of numbers. So we have already sold our Vizag land and we were supposed to receive the second tranche of installment. So have we received it till now? So can you just give us
We have not received, but during the last meeting, they sought for the 3 months of this grace period, and there we expect the payment in the December of, in this third quarter. And the next things also we get by March.
Okay, so all 5 billion will be received by March end?
Not all. Out of 3 trenches pending, 1 trench we expect in December and another trench in March, and 1 trench likely to skip into the next year.
Okay, so just to clarify, sir, around 375 crores will receive in this year. One we have already
that is not the schedule of payments. I explained about the equity part, whatever the equity we sold, that what I explained, 50 crores like that, they are trenches. But as far as the loan is concerned, that is outstanding is about 320 crores is there. That the loan as per the agreement is payable part in the 22-23 and part in the 23-24. The deadline for the total loan repayment is 24th March.
Okay. Understood. And sir, what is the status on receivables from Andhra, sir?
As Andhra is concerned, there is a good improvement to about the collections from the Andhra. And order now, the exposure as far as Andhra is also concerned has come down dramatically to 3,153 crores. As far as payments are concerned, in the current year, in the 6 months period, 202 crores we collected, and in October also we received 34 crores. As a result, the long pending receivables from the old projects has come down dramatically. And about new projects, that anyhow they are going and the payments are coming. And in the new projects, some pending are there, some 4-5 months receivables related to the ADB, one ADB project, and another one is one AAB project. And that we are also expecting in this quarter. Otherwise, the payments relating to the old projects, particularly relating to the capital city projects, where like, two segments are there. One is roads, other one is buildings. Only to that extent pendings are there. In the buildings part, again some improvement is happened. The government asked us to complete the housing, the multi-storey houses for the AS houses and other things. And payments are also there making for the project. So net-net, there is a good reduction is happened. Hardly 150 to 200 crores spending should be there with related to this capacity project.
Understood, sir. And sir, just one last bookkeeping question. I did not get the exact figures earlier. So the retention money is 1925 crores. Unbilled revenue is 2895 crores. Mobilization advances 2006 crores. And so what is the loans to contractors?
Advances to subcontractors.
1,433 crores.
Okay, sir. Thanks a lot. That's all from my side. All the best.
Thank you. I request the participants to restrict with two questions in the initial round and join back the queue for more questions. Next question comes from Ranodeep Singh from MAS Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Just wanted to understand what's the share of government in the 40,000 crore order book that we have. And a continuation to that question, are we going to focus on any of the upcoming infra themes like airports, hospitals, and data centers? Thank you.
Yeah, good morning. Our business is primarily from the government sector. When I use this word government sector, I am talking about central government, their agencies, as well as state government and their agencies. So primarily the exposure that we have is from the government business. Coming back to these two sectors, we are, you know, actively participating in all the upcoming airport bids. In fact, we have recently completed this Guwahati airport about couple of months back, and we are currently already in the process of completion of this Lucknow airport. And Patna is also in very advanced stage of construction. So we do participate in these sectors.
Thank you. Sir, anything in the data center space?
Data center, primarily the projects which are coming up in data center is on the development mode. So we are very selective, you know, in that segment as we speak. So you have to have, you know, your equity, you have to develop and then, you know, rent it out to the various IT and IT services company. So we are currently studying this segment, but we have not participated in any of these bids as we speak.
All right. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Next question comes from Yash from Elara Capital. Please go ahead.
Sir, so first question, could you throw some light on the international exposure? I know it's very insignificant as of now, but could you give the exposure amount, how much have they received, or how much payment is yet to be received?
As far as international is concerned, and the construction business, we have stopped, and almost all the products are over. Only one project is left over, about 30-40 crores in Qatar Petroleum. That would be completed by March of this year. As far as payments are concerned, we had to get the balance of 80-85 crores from the international LLC company, out of which in the current year another 35-40 crores we expect by March, and balance in the second year. Certain receivables are there for the international LLC company relates to the two projects that to happen to pay the this amount to the back to the NCC.
Okay. Also, could you give the revenue and the order book breakup for each and every sector?
You are asking division?
Breakup sector wise.
Yes.
Okay. Our CFO, Krishnara, will tell the numbers. And you are, we tell you about the end figure, the order book as of 30 September 92, division wise.
Yes.
You are asking revenue?
Revenues.
Revenue as well as order book both. And if you could just give the year-on-year comparison for revenue, that also will be good. Last.
Okay.
Yeah. Revenue in 6 months, building division stands at 3,195 crores, represents 49%. Order book at the end September, 25,269 crores. Is constitutes 63%. Roads 432 crores stands at 7% of the revenue. Closing order 714 crores represents 2%. Water and environment revenue for 6 months is 1374 crores, represents 21%. Closing order stands at 6,797 crores, stands 17%. Electrical revenue is 528 crores, stands at 8%. Closing order book is 2,365 crores, 6% of the total order book. Irrigation turnover is 202 crores, is 3%. And the order book at the end of 6 months is 1,080 crores, 3%. Mining turnover is 687 crores, represents 11%. And the order book at the end of the half year, 3,357 crores, 9%. Others is the miner, 35 crores. Order book is 235 crores. Thank you.
Also, I mean, I wanted the quarterly breakup. You gave the 6 months breakup for revenue division. So, could I get the quarterly one for this quarter as well as the same quarter last year?
6 months number.
And the 6 months number, this shall be arranged.
We will tell.
Later, please.
We will send you that
one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Next question comes from Deepak Border from Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes.
Thank you very much, sir, for the opportunity. So I just wanted to understand, hello.
Yeah, go ahead, please.
Yeah, I just wanted to understand, in your opening remarks, you mentioned about that the full impact of rate hike is still left. Kind of to come into our interest cost. So just wanted to understand what is the incremental cost in rupees crores we are talking about in terms of our interest outgo?
Yeah, the finance cost for Q2, it stood at 123 crores.
Yeah.
While in Q1 it was 108 crores. So for H1 together, it puts up to, it goes up to 230 crores. It compared to 220 crores in the previous year in H1.
Yeah, that I know. I'm asking what is the incremental, interest full impact. I mean, you said the full impact will come in coming quarters, right, in terms of higher interest cost. So what is the incremental interest cost one can expect going forward? Yeah, because of what this full impact comes.
See, the from April to September, there have been 4 hikes, which is aggregating to 190 bps, whereas we have seen only 10 bps increase in our fund-based limits, and there is no increase in non-fund-based limits. So the hike in interest rate is yet to be known. How much it is going to be, the in which range it is going to be, it is yet to be known. Once the renewals happen, what we predict is as far as the fund-based interest rates are concerned, possibly it might go another 0.4 to 0.5% with a full year impact. And non-fund-based, we really don't see much of increase. Maybe at the maximum, we can see 0.1% or 0.2%.
Okay, so on an average, our interest cost can increase by about 0.3-0.4%, right? I mean, overall.
On an average, that is a safe zone to consider that.
Okay, and this quarter-on-quarter increase in interest cost is because of higher debt levels?
Not only high debt level, because the company operations are increasing, as a result, the quantum of BGs and quantum of LC is increased. The cost of BGs and cost of LC is more are there than this debt.
Uh-huh.
The debt is not increased. Only the debt in this quarter increased about 270 or 80 crores.
Yeah. Okay. I understood. Yeah, that's it from my side. All the very best, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from Sagit Kapoor from Kapoor & Co. Please go ahead.
Namaskar, sir. Sir, firstly, just a small understanding. You mentioned a 30%. Hello?
Yes,
sir. Sir, you mentioned a 30% growth on the top line we have done for the first half. This should be the outlook of execution for H2. Is that understanding correct, sir?
No. For the first half year, we reported a growth of 45%. Okay?
Right.
For the year as a whole, when you ask for the year as a whole, what the growth was the previous year, when you come to that point, we said that 30% growth we expect for the year as a whole for the previous year.
Okay. So on a top line of 1,100 crore, we are expecting a growth of 30%.
Yes, you are right.
See, we do not have a specific pointed figure from the board as a guidance. These are certain things, you know, looking to the past, we can, presume in a safe zone.
Correct.
Yeah, last
sir,
year.
I'm the time. You were completing the sentence.
Yes.
Hello.
Now,
yes,
what ultimately we mean here is 30% overall growth for the year. Compared to the previous year.
Correct. Sir, and out of this total proportion of 40,000 crore, how much is the operation and maintenance contract part, sir, the revenue? And for the first half, how much we have booked on O&M part?
In this order book, this O&M part, particularly the big project what we received from the this Bruhat to Mumbai for the water sewerage project, where big content of 1,800 crores is there, that we have not included in the order book. As the that revenues happens after some time, after 5 years, 6 years, so we are not included in this one. Only in this order book, any small wind up projects are there, roughly 5 to 6 or 7% would be there.
Okay, so out of the total order book of 40,000, 1,800 is attributable to that Mumbai project part, and that I think so is 7 to 8 years down the line that you start executing.
See, this O&M contract that my colleague has just talked about has not been accounted for. This project will take about 6 years to get developed. Then the O&M will start. That will continue for about 16 years. The value is about 1,600 crore. So in the order book that we are talking about of 40,000 crore, all that we have accounted for from this project is about 3,833 crore.
Correct. Sir, you mentioned the cost of fund at 8.65% is the blended cost for us.
Yes, blended cost. It's a blended cost.
Blended cost of all products. 8.6, and we see it going up by another 0.35 basis point going ahead. That is what our expectation is.
That is what safely we can assume.
Okay. So when we look at the cash flow, Bahadur,
8.68.
Okay. So when we look at the cash flow part, we find the income tax payment to the tune of 99 crore for the first half. So this 99 crore is totally attributable for this fiscal year, or do we have a prior period item also being paid for this quarter out of the 99 crore?
This tax payment, advance tax. Tax payment means you are asking the income
yes,
tax
advance
payment.
Tax. Yes, the net income tax paid refunded line item which shows 99 crore.
No, that is 99 crores. It is a deduction. Generally, we won't pay any money for the tax from our end. 2% to normal the client deduct from our RABs. And also, they deduct the 2% from the advance payment also. The liability is different. This advance is different. Generally, the payment whatever we made to the income tax department is higher than my tax liability. So in profit and loss account shows what are the liability of the company for the first half year. That comes roughly about 50 or 60 crores.
It is 72 crores, sir.
Yes, that is the liability. And what you talk is about the advance payment.
Okay. And last question, sir, about this investment property and investment property under construction. What are these two line items at the investment property of 185 crore? An investment property under construction at the tune of 103 crore.
Under construction means it is still under progress. Still under progress. Primarily, this is the Jubilee landmark where the project is being developed by the Mandri developers, where we have some part as a land owner. And the investment property means whatever completed flats or other part is there that represent the, and that line item represented that part.
Okay, so this 185 crore is the inventory which in the form of investment in property that we are carrying. And 103 is we are holding the land parcel on which the property will be developed.
Some are land properties and some are completed flats. Roughly we have about 70 to 80 crores completed flats which are under sale. And some of the flats sale is happening in the first and second quarter. And the balance is about the land pocket.
Okay. So this 103 crore we will realize over a period of time.
This will realize over a period of time. This is also we realize about the investment property there. That is also we realize, if you see that on the numbers, last year by March 22, we have 160 crores. Now it has come down to 143 crores. About 17 crores we have realized in the first two quarters. Similar realization also would be there in the next two quarters.
Right, sir. So thank you for all the very, very candid answers, sir. For the other incomes and knockoff, you mentioned that last year has a other income component of 32 crore. So when we look at the console part, the other income component was 20 crore for September 21, and for this quarter it has gone up to 32 crore. So, if you could explain, what were you trying to convey, sir?
That other income also represents partly the profit what we earn on the sale of the property what just now we discussed that one.
Achha,
and other income also represents the dividend payment what we received from the one of the subsidiary company, PCMPL.
Mm-hmm.
So these are the two elements which are in a high side compared to the earlier period.
No, sir, you were knocking out some 30 crore in your earlier, in your opening remark. You were knocking out some 30 crore other income,
not,
thereby showing that the profit would have been higher. Yeah.
Other income has
exceptional.
That is the 31 crores what we knocked out.
Okay,
is
right. Exceptional income, right. Yeah. Okay. Right, sir. And thank you for all the, that was my mistake, sir. I stand corrected. Thank you.
Thank you. We have a follow-up question from Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Sir, our two questions. First is in terms of the group exposure. So currently we have a 1,292 odd crore. So by year end, how do we see how much this exposure will be reducing?
Okay. Now, One second.
Yeah, sir.
It's about 187 crores we expect in this current year.
Okay.
So
yes, sir. Go ahead, sir.
In terms of loans and in terms of equity, both put together, we expect 200 crores odd. That 893 crores and the total exposure is 1,446 crores at this moment, and about 219 crores we expect to realize by March. So the exposure come down to 1,200 crores by March end.
As on September, the group exposure is 1,292 crore the number is higher?
I talked about from March 22.
Okay. So from March 22, we are expecting close to 200 odd crore to be reducing.
As 219 crores.
Yeah. Second is on in terms of the capex we mentioned. So in cash flow it shows 125 odd crore, but you said 148 odd crore we have done in first half. So how much for the full year we are likely to do the capex at standalone level?
225 crores.
25 crore. Okay.
Clear.
Okay. And lastly, in terms of the retention money you mentioned, is it 1852 crore or 1925 crore?
1925 crores.
Okay. Which is the asset side, 1925 crore?
Yes.
Okay. And other income now should be on the standalone should be slightly coming down. So from 32, 33 crore that we have seen in the first and second quarter, so it should be now reducing in the third and fourth quarter.
Other income. More or less in the same level would be there.
Okay. Okay, that's it from my side. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. We have a follow-up question from Nikhil Abhyankar from DAM Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity again, sir. So we had earlier mentioned that the run rate for JMM orders in FY23 would be somewhere around 50 billion, if I'm not wrong. So how much have we done in H1 and what is the guidance for the remaining year?
Can you please repeat this question, please?
Sir, what is our run rate for JMM order in H1? Right. And what is the guidance for FY23?
On Jal Jeevan or total order book?
No, you are talking about Jal Jeevan mission, right?
Yes, sir.
We have achieved a turnover in Q1 646 crores, and in Q2 814. In 6 months' time, it is 1460 crores. So far we have achieved all the projects together 27%. So balance order book stands at 7861 crores.
Okay. And can we expect similar execution in H2?
Yes, similar a little more than the first 6 months also we have.
Okay. And sir, our tax rate is low in Q2. Any specific reason?
Repeat me.
The tax rate in this quarter is lower at 19%.
Income tax.
In tax rate. That I will explain. In the current quarter, we have received some payments from the income tax department relating to certain long pending disputes with the department, and we order got in our favor from the appellate tribunal, and we received about 10 to 14 crores. As a result, the tax rate has come down for this quarter.
Okay, understood. Thanks a lot, sir. That's all.
Thank you. Next question comes from Chandra Moli, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes.
What about the pending cases, sir? It's been a long pending. No?
Yes. Two cases are there. Now, yes. As far as Semicorp case is concerned, the arbitration proceedings more or less are over. They are at the end stage. In the next 1 or 2 months, the balance
proceedings
takes place. Basing on the present scenario, we expect an order in the March 23. And about the second case, Taka, it still is in progress, but for the amicable settlement, the dialogues are happening between the two companies, and one round discussions over in the last month. And there is a hope to get to amicable settlement. And if amicable settlement is arrived, in another 6 to 6 months time, that case gets closed.
Okay. So the worst case scenario is there is any cash outflow from the company? Or have you provided everything?
As far as Semcorp is concerned, we are not expecting any cash outflow. And we expect a cash inflow of 650 crores to 700 crores, Semcorp. As far as stock is concerned, yes, there is an outflow. For that one, we made a provision in the books of account. Roughly about 100 to 120 crores outflow will be there.
Okay, if that is the case, it is only the positive expectation of about some 600 crores, even the worst case scenario, am I right?
Right. And this liability falls on NCC Infra Holdings Limited. Okay. And Infra Holdings Limited gets similar amount from its subsidiary, that is Brundhavan Infrastructure Company Limited. Brundhavan, that is Varai Boganpur. Okay. That project getting closed in another 1.5 years, and inflow of about 100 crores is there from the from that company. That company utilized that 100 crores for the TAPAS settlement scheme.
Thanks, sir. That's all for me. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from Prashant Asariwala, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi. Good afternoon, sir. my question is like, we used to do around 12% of EBITDA margin, and now we are at 9% of EBITDA margin. So how do you expect for H2? What kind of EBITDA margin you can expect from H2?
No, your voice is not very clear.
Just follow now.
EBIT. You are asking about EBITDA margin?
Yeah. Yes, for the second half. For the second half and for the next year, if you can.
So second half, we expect second half an increase from that of the first half year. It would be stand at 10.2 or 10.3 level. As a result, for the year as a whole, we expect 10% to EBITDA.
Okay, and like other income, like what kind of other income we can expect going forward? Like it's come down to 32 crores, right, per quarter.
We already answered the same level and varying about to 5 to 10% this side or that side.
Okay, so it's like it's a one-time kind of thing, right? Other income, it's like we can expect it for quarter or quarter, right?
They're not one-time items. They represent, other income represents my interest income on the loans given to the group companies, number one. The interest on the margin money is what I have with the banks now. Some rental income would be there. Dividend income is there. The profit on the sale of properties are there. They're not a sudden and exceptional item. If the activity closed, then only the other income gets closed.
Right. So if we take out this profit on the sale of the property, what kind of other income we can expect quarter on quarter?
If we take out this
profit from the sale of the property, right? That can be one time, right? So what kind of other income we can expect?
For a year as a whole, 10 to 15 crores would be there, the profit on sale of property.
Okay, so like we used to do kind of like 180, like we have moved in, last year we have 270 crores income, 270 crores of income. So what kind of like, if we can take enough 15 crores, we can expect 250 crores kind of thing, like yearly?
What is that? Your question is not clear. Voice is also breaking.
Okay, all right. Thank you.
Yeah, we are reaching the closing part of the meeting now. Maybe we'll take another one or two questions, that's all. Please cooperate.
Thank you, sir. That will be the last question for the day. I would now like to hand over the floor to management for closing comments.
Thank you everyone for your patient listening, and we are available to you by mail. In case you have any questions, you can always reach us. Thanks once again for taking time and attending the call. Thank you all.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes the conference call for today. Thank you for your participation and for using Dur Sabha's conference call service. You may disconnect your lines now. Thank you and have a pleasant day.